Greetings and welcome to New Music Aotearoa. I'm your host, John Watson, and over the next hour, I'll be bringing you the latest and greatest New Zealand music that's just been released thanks to New Zealand On Air. It's great to have your company. Listen out also for our jukebox flashback when I play a golden oldie New Zealand classic. So without further ado, let's get this show started. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, sisters, hands in mine, whether we live or die, she is my sun, she is my moon, she holds me till the night is through. The people stand in a punish your son, I will not leave. Yes, I will fight by your side for what is right. My sister's hand in mine. Oh, hold your hand until the end.
A very short track running 1 minute and 50 seconds. That was Thea and track 5 from her new album called Girl in a Savage World, and the song is called My Sister's Hand in Mine. Welcome along. My name is John Watson and you're listening to A Show with a Difference. It's called New Music Aotearoa. It's a show where I play a whole heap of great brand new New Zealand music by New Zealand music artists. And this show this week is no exception. This is a track from the album called Move. This is M and a song called Go.
My mind.
And she goes by the name of M. The track is called Go, and it's from the new album that she's just released called Move. And to quote M herself, she says that in the end, she thinks the album leads towards indie pop to folk, with the other elements adding some flair in places. And M worked on the album with a cast of local artists and musicians, producers and engineers. I'm sure that we're going to be hearing a lot more from M pretty soon. This is Daily J. Latest release from them. This one's called Hope Town. This is New Music Aotearoa. I'm your host, John Watson. Daily J and Hope Town. You're listening to New Music Aotearoa. I'm your host, John Watson, and this is a show where I play a lot of music that doesn't necessarily get airplay on mainstream radio stations. And a lot of these tracks you'll only hear once on this show. So enjoy it. This is Proteins of Magic, The Future.
Artists. This is New Music Aotearoa with your host, John Watson.
Thank you.
They call themselves Daily Kino, and the song is called Sunlight Sugar. Now, this is a message for all of you artists who send me in your tracks to have a listen to. Please, 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 when you're sending them through, please include some information about you. What are you about? Where are you based? What's the track about? And quite often tracks come through to me without any of that information. And unfortunately, folks, that's why I can't give you any information about Daily Kino. And that song, of course, Sunlight Sugar. You're listening to New Music Aotearoa. I'm your host, John Watson. And coming up, this is a track from Ella Pollitt. This one's called Losing My Mind.
I'm trying to keep calm from the words you say. My mind's going round and round from the way you say it. And I
Ella Pollitt and Losing My Mind. And Ella says that she wrote it during a time when she felt unheard and mentally drained. So the song for her is really personal. And she says that she hopes listeners who are going through something tough feel seen when they hear it. It's not about having all the answers. It's about being honest with where you're at and knowing that it's okay to not be okay. And the song was written by Ella herself and produced by Nigel Mochlean. and it's the latest in a string of winning singles from this award-winning singer and songwriter. And this song marks her first ever round of funding from New Zealand On Air. And I do make mention of New Zealand On Air because every month they must send me around 200 tracks to audition for this show. And to get on the show, your song has to be pretty good. And well done, Ella. Coming up, a track from Good Space. This one's called Easier Said Than Done.
I know that when losers fall by holding on, 50 different reasons to leave it and run. Now come on, dear. Every day's a bubble that we're having burst in years. Water running under an empty sink of fears. Dishes stacked like towers, close enough to feel the incoming departure. I know that it never lasts.
This is New Music Aotearoa with host John Watson. It's the best in new music by New Zealand artists.
You pull me through it all. I know it's funny, but I have.
Janaya and a song called Bad Taste. You're listening to New Music Aotearoa. I'm your host, John Watson, and wow, I'm really excited. Dropped into our letterbox is the latest album from Elena and their Te Aroha-based group here in New Zealand. They live not far from me because we record in the radio Te Aroha studio here. And the album is a beauty. And next week's show, I'm going to feature two of the main tracks on the album. But for now, we're at the halfway stage of the show, and it's at this time where I like to play a golden oldie New Zealand classic. And this one's going to take us back to 1994. So, in goes the dollar in the jukebox.
Everybody's sleeping under my skin, never quite believing, and so it begins. Someone gets elected, and a satellite falls. Are we reaching some conclusion, or just talking?
They're called Straw People, and they are a New Zealand band, and they were created by Paul Cassilly and Mark Tierney after they met working at the Auckland University radio station, which is now known as BFM. And over the years, Straw People have brought together various New Zealand songwriters, vocalists, and musicians in a real collaborative effort, and they've achieved some success here. And that song was released in 1994, and it's called Sweet Disorder. You're listening to New Music Aotearoa. I'm your host, John Watson. Coming up, a track from Murphy Moore. This one's called Ella Joy.
Born with sunrise in her eyes in a storm. wildfire in her veins. The past has been nothing but judged. But she.
Ella Joy, and the song there, sung by Murphy Moore. You're listening to New Music Aotearoa. I'm your host, John Watson. And one of the things I love is artists sending me tracks for auditioning for the show. And if you'd like to do that, please get in touch. Go to the website at newmusicaotearoa.info. That's newmusicaotearoa.info. Now, earlier I played a track from M, and it was called Go, from her latest album called Move. And this track is another beauty. This one's called Boat Sounds. And that's one of those songs that end very quickly and catch us broadcasters by surprise. That was M and a song called Boat Sounds from her latest album, Move. Now, I'm very happy here. I've been sent a track through from Whitney Lee Banfield, who is, well, she works for Ahua Collective, and she has sent me through this track from Sophie Gibson. Now, Sophie is an Auckland-based artist who is originally from Katikati in the Bay of Plenty, and her latest single, Your Name, is a retro pop anthem about the irony of trying to move on after a messy breakup when the universe keeps reminding you of your ex. And there's a couple of not-so-nice lyrics in it, but I think it will get past the senses. This is Sophie Gibson and Your Name.
Think I left my shit at your house. I can swing by around noon if that's alright with you. It's all I can think about, how we left things so strange. Cannot hear your name. I didn't know if you want me around, and I don't know if it's worth talking about. Just want the chance to spend my thoughts out loud, and all of them led me to you. Everything you do is something insane. I cannot help it if I'm running again. Whoa, whoa. Left a little time and I cannot explain. I cannot help it if I'm hearing your name. Whoa, whoa. Packing boxes, don't know where you're close. I'm over, slamming all the doors. I'm not picking up your calls. Your name's still written on the wall. I didn't know that's the way you felt, and I don't know if it's worth talking about. At least I got the chance to say my thoughts out loud, and all of them led me to you. Everything you do is something insane.
And another one of those songs that ends very quickly, Sophie Gibson and Your Name. And while I'm on the subject, I've also been sent another track through from Whitney Lee Banfield, and this one is Regan Tucker, a.k.a. Trigger Happy, and he's a country rock artist from Otorohanga in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and he's releasing his new album, Love, Loyalty, Respect, on the 14th of November. Well, it's already been released via Raging Bull Records, and, well, the single is called Love, Loyalty, and Respect, and while it's the main track off the album, this one is track 11, ironically, on the album. Why isn't it track one? I don't know. Never mind, this is Trigger Happy and Love, Loyalty, Respect.
Out in the 873, where the rivers run wide, King Country raised with the mountains as my guide. Rolling through the fields where the gold drumlines beat. Border country, you and me, in the 873, we dance to our own tune, where the sun sets low, and the stars touch the moon, with a
stars touch the moon with a heart full of pride in a dream in our hands. We ride like the wind across this freedom land. In the 873, we dance to our own tune. We pay the sunset low and the stars touch the moon with a heart full of pride in a dream in our hands. We ride like the wind across this freedom land.
He goes by the name of Trigger Happy and the song Love, Loyalty, Respect, track 11 from his new album. Coming up, a track from Blake Stainton, and he's a 19-year-old country singer based in New Zealand who's showing some incredible work. This is Chasing Down the Sun. You're listening to New Music Aotearoa.
Out where the river bends under a low tree, I found myself wondering where souls can run free, with a heart wanting to sleep and dreams as big as the sky. And every note I believe, like a prayer, was burned by. Oh, I'm chasing down the sun on its cracked and broken road, with a guitar full of stories and a voice to bear the load. Through the laughter and the pain and the silence and the cry, oh, I'm singing my way home under this vast and open sky. Every scar is lessening each fall. There's beauty in the struggle, a rise after every stall. With callous hands and a tender heart, and every word I believe, there's a brand new start. Oh, I'm chasing down the sun on its tracks. Under this vast and open sky. Under this vast and open sky.
His name is Blake Stainton and he's 19 years old. And what a great voice for a 19-year-old. Moving on, I've just had a track submitted through to me from Foley, and I've got to tell you folks that this is the last time that you're ever going to hear Foley on this show. And the reason I say that is because they've defected to Australia, as do many New Zealand bands, mainly because the market for great music in New Zealand is not good, and they don't tend to get airplay on mainstream radio stations, which is a bit of a shame. But anyway, they're now based in Sydney and they've sent me a track. It's called Honey, and listen out, this is the last time you're going to hear Foley, because I don't play Australian songs. I only play Kiwi music. So Foley, farewell. Enjoy, folks.
I've been lying awake. You stitch me up, honey.
The song is called Honey, and that's the last you hear from them. That was Foley. Well, that's it from me. I'm about to give up my studio chair for my colleague right here on your favourite radio station. I have been your host, John Watson, and over the last hour, you've been listening to a show with a difference called New Music Aotearoa. It's been a show where I've been playing the very latest New Zealand music by New Zealand music artists. My thanks go out to New Zealand On Air, Knick Knack Media, Radio Dash, and all of the independent Kiwi music artists and promoters who send me in some great tracks to feature on the show. And if you'd like to submit tracks through to me for Airplay Audition, please get in touch. Simply go to my website at newmusicaotearoa.info. And New Music Aotearoa is produced in the studio of Radio Te Aroha here in Te Aroha, New Zealand. Until next week, take care of yourselves and look out for each other. And taking us out this week, a track from Nathan Haynes. This one's called Love You More, and it's from his latest album called Notes. And it features a dynamic blend of live instrumental and electronic elements, and the album reflects his lifelong commitment to pushing musical boundaries. Anyway, without further ado, Nathan Haynes, Love You More. See you next week, folks.